sovereignty and to ensure that the unequal hierarchy within the international system and the persistence of a U.S.-dominated neocolonial capitalist global economy is maintained. And so this tribunal, the tribunal is co-sponsored by organizations that are located throughout the world, including the Committee of Anti-Imperialists in Solidarity with Iran, National Lawyers Guild, the Simón Bolívar Institute for Peace and Solidarity Among Peoples, the International Association for Democratic Lawyers, Al Auda, Palestinian Right to Return, Samidoun, Palestinian Political Prisoners, Black Alliance for Peace, Answer Coalition, Code Pink, People's Forum, many more. And I just want to say that in collaboration with international scholars and activists and legal experts, the People's Tribunal will host an introductory webinar to discuss the urgent need to take legal actions against U.S. sanctions and economic coercive measures on March 18th at 9:30 a.m. PST time. We'll have a great lineup of speakers, and you can find more information if you email us at info@sanctionstribunal.org, and you can register at https://solidarityiran.org/.
I give that email again, will you please, Karina?
Sure. So the email is info@sanctionstribunal.org.
Excellent. Well, I think that we're going to have to say goodbye, unfortunately. We've run out of time.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today and giving us the perspective of a progressive political economist that very few of us see, certainly not in the corporate media. So thank you so much for joining us, Karina.
Thank you so much for having me, Marjorie and Michael. I really appreciate it and enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, every success in your work.
Thank you so much.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. That's lawanddisorder.org. One word, lawanddisorder.org.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all #alonetogether. Brought to you by the Ag.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. All right, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, and I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues here for the next hour. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Curtis Jones, some fine piano music from the 1960s. Lightnin' Hopkins from down in Houston, talking about a short-haired woman. Plus Big Jack Johnson and Kim Wilson together, performing in Memphis around the barbecue. But first, Let's hear from Jimmy Dawkins from an Earwig release called Can't Shake These Blues. This is Love Somebody. Jimmy Dawkins on WRCT, Pittsburgh. Attic Records join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at area code 412 412- 821-8484. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey, ain't this funky? I should have known then like I know right now. In my younger days, I wish I'd have known then like I know right now. Then I wouldn't have to worry, and I wouldn't have to sing in blue. Listen, I know her daddy must have been a millionaire, 'cause I can tell by the way she walked. Lord, her daddy gotta be a millionaire, 'cause I can tell by the way she walked. And when she walked down the street, all the men go, my, my, my. Look at her, baby. We'll be right back.
sign, so go ahead. Watch the slow sign and heed the red. Caution is wise and the road is clear. Take out hit and run, guys out here. You've got the green light, baby. You've got the green light, baby. If you mean right, won't be no trouble at all. No trouble at all.
Disco flavored blues right there from 1976. That's Mighty Joe Young and Green Light from the Blind Pig CD, just called Mighty Joe Young. Plus we heard from Junior Wells and a song called In My Younger Days, recorded in 1969. It's on a disc called Southside Blues Jam there from Junior Wells. All right, up next we're going to hear from Rufus Thomas, who for a minute called himself Rufus Hound Dog Thomas. This is shortly after Big Mama Thornton's You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog's tune came out. Elvis covered it as well. But here he is with the answer to that track. This is called Bearcat from a blues collection out of Sun Records down in Memphis, Tennessee. Rufus Hound Dog Thomas with Bearcat on the Deep Blues Hour.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, I'll rub ya. Tip it, honey. Tip it.
feel so mean. Late in the morning groan. You made me feel so mean. You made my morning groan. You ain't wanting no man. You just looking for old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bad cat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bad cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Can't you hear me when I call? big bone man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, now you ain't so big. You just tall, love. Got me waking, boss man, waking around the clock. Won't look drink of water. Won't let Big Jack stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, now you ain't so big. You just tall, love. Waking, boss man, waking around the clock. Won't let me drink of water. Won't let me stop, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, now you ain't so big. You just told us.
Kim Wilson on harmonica and Big Jack Johnson on guitar and singing. That was Big Boss Man from the MC record called The Memphis Barbecue Sessions from Big Jack Johnson and his buddy Kim Wilson. We also heard from Junior Kimbrough from the North Mississippi Hill Country juke joint scene. That was Please Don't Leave Me, Baby from the album called Do the Rump from Junior Kimbrough. All right, up next, let's hear music down from Texas. This is recorded for the Gold Star record label down in Houston, Texas. And this is Perry Kane with All the Way from Texas here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Texas, baby, just to hear you say hello. I came way from Texas, baby, just to hear you say hello. Now you're up here in New York. Tell me that I've got to go. might be happy, mama, and doing mighty fine. But if you think I'm gonna leave, well, I know you've lost your mind, 'cause I came way from Texas, baby, just to hear you say hello. Now you up here in New York, you tell me that I've got to go. You loved me when I was up, you gonna love me when I'm down. But if you think any difference, I'll put you 6 feet in the ground, 'cause I came way from Texas, baby, just to see you smile again. Don't gamble on me leaving, mama, you don't have a chance to win.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sometimes he loses change. When a man goes and gambles, sometimes he loses change. When he come back home, his little wife had a bad thing. Ain't gonna set it, say you won't get away.
Shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
Well, ain't gonna set it, say you won't get away.
You shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
You ought to say something, baby, you know I'm coming back someday.
Shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
Man, I find it when the same woman is in town. Man, I find it when the same woman is in town. He's there all night and throw his hunger down. Ain't gonna tell it, say it ain't gonna get away. You ought to say that. Well, I ain't gonna sell it, say it ain't gonna get away. You shouldn't say that to me. Oh, see it for me, baby, you know I'm coming back someday. I'm gonna send my baby a brand new $20 bill. I'm gonna send my baby a brand new $20 bill. If that don't bank, show myself done with me.
Love you, God, make a bulldog break a chain.
You shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
Now they love you, God, make a bulldog break a chain.
You all say that, you all say that.
Now that ain't loving, I swear, it's a crying of shame.
Ain't gonna gamble sometime to lose chain. When a man goes and gambles, sometime you lose change.
You shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
When you come back home, your little wife's at the bathroom.
You shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
They mix and mingle, river to Chicago, and you know he's in town. Mention ain't a river to Chicago, and you know he's in town. I feel the way to my cloud be brown bound. I ain't gonna sell it. I ain't gonna get away. You ought to say that, girl. Well, I ain't gonna sell it. Say ain't gonna get away. You
shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
You ought to save me something, baby. You know I'm coming back someday.
Shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that. My baby, a brand new $20 bill.
You shouldn't say that.
Go send my baby brand new $20 bill.
Y'all say that, y'all say that.
Now that don't get, I'm sure my shotgun will.
Shouldn't say that, shouldn't say that. I swear my baby let her lay in the bed.
street. Shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
I fucked my baby little lady in the bed street.
Shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that.
Time to give that one thing I think she need me.
Song from Rambling Thomas entitled The No Job Blues. That's more Texas blues right there from Rambling Thomas. We also heard from Sleepy John Estes and Hammy Nixon performing live in Japan, 1974. And You Shouldn't Say That, the name of that song. All right, up next, let's hear from J.B. Lenore from his release called Vietnam Blues that came out in 1966. This is called Mississippi Road from J.B. Lenore on the Deep Blues Hour.
My mother, daddy live on a high hill, way on that Mississippi road. My mother, daddy live on a high hill, way on out that Mississippi road. Sometime I would walk down, cried one no whistle where one day I must go. My mother and daddy were so hard until their clothes was wet with sweat. My mother and daddy worked so until the clothes was wet with sweat. hell up, get paid from the master. They would never call my daddy. Sometime I sit down and wonder why I was only child she had. Sometime I sit down and wonder why I was only child she had. Sometime I think about the way she was mistreated, and that's what made me feel so bad. Before my mother, she died, she used to hang her head and cry. Before my mother, she died, she used to hang her head and cry. She said, Lord, have mercy on my little child. She said, Lord, have mercy on my little child.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. We're always here for you.
I don't want no woman if her hair ain't no longer mine. I don't want no woman if her hair ain't no longer mine. Yes, you know she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. Rats keep you buying rats all the time. Yes, you know I carried my wife to the hairdresser, and this is what the hairdresser said. She said, Sam, I can't straighten your woman's hair. God knows I can greet her head. I told her no. If her hair ain't no longer mine. Yes, you know she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. Bats keep you buying rats all the time. I woke up this morning, people's post sound. He woke up about the break of day. I even found a rat on the pillow where she used to lay. No, I don't want no woman, boy, for hair ain't no longer mine. Yes, you know she ain't no good for nothing but trouble. Bad keep you buying rats all the time.
I was going down Merritt Avenue the other night. Met up with a gang of stags. Samuel, come on, go with me down to the line of strut tonight. Well, I don't care to go. Showed me a quart of corn. Went on down the street. Met up with a little girl. She looked like a lump of Lord have mercy. Me and her walked on down the street like this. I had to go upstairs, you know, went upstairs like this. There was a fella up there, a whip of mandoline to a slow down gravy. Get away, whip of that mandoline. Another fella played that bass violin. He could really cheese it. That way he played it. Another fella up there teased a cornet. He could really cheese that cornet, but he didn't tease it enough. Another fella played a slide. I liked that slide. I like lost my head. Slide. Tony says, come on, Samuel. Let me show you how to make this train go out of Atlanta to Augusta on the piano. He started all like this. Asked that lady about some chickens, said she had none. Cackleberries, had none. By that time, I heard someone stealing chickens she had out there in the hen house. Heard the hen cackle like this. Heard a rooster crow one time. She had me to sing a song for a go. I told I didn't know anything, but I would sing this. Started off on this, I had to go. Went up on the Kennesaw Mountain, gave my horn a blow. Prettiest girl in that ladder, come stepping up to my door. Hugged me and she kissed me, called me sugar lump. Throwed them sweet arms around me like a grapevine around a stump. Shaking, then I had to go.
A song entitled The Atlanta Strut. That's from a Yazoo release of Blind William McTell. Recordings made in 1927 through 1935. That was probably earlier in that era. They're from Blind William McTell. And we heard from Lightnin' Hopkins and Short-Haired Woman, one of his classic tunes, an early recording made 1947 of his songs. All right. Coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Johnny Shines. Here he is standing at the crossroads. That's a Testament CD, recorded 1971. Here's the title track, Standing at the Crossroads, from Johnny Shines on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sun gone down, black dog caught me out. yeah. Well, I ain't got no one to love me, no one to feel my care.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hay. Take my money, start to rain and gain. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Why'd you tell me so? Know you're loving someone else and you can go. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hang. Taking my money and start to rain and change. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Thank you.
record I made, and we hope you like it. Little thing.
Curtis Jones, Hannah, tune from 1960 called Taken Off, fine piano instrumental right there from Curtis Jones. Plus we heard from Robert Nighthawk performing live on Maxwell Street on the south side of Chicago, 1964. That was Take It Easy, Baby from Robert Nighthawk. All right, time for one last tune in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. This is I Found a True Love from Buddy Guy, 1961, from his release I Was Walking Through the Woods. All right, Buddy Guy here on the Deep Blues Hour on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I found a true love indeed. Oh, and it's good to me. I said, I found a true love. Good to me. Yes, and what I'm going to do with it, I want the whole wide world to stop still and they will see. You know the women don't like her, 'cause this little girl, she'll speak her mind. I'll say the women don't like her. Yeah. 'Cause this little girl, she'll speak her mind. You know the women all crazy about her. Takes a time. though she winked her eye at a cab when he passed by. Yes, I said my baby winked her eye. Oh, you know that man blocked up the traffic. Oh, yes. Man for solid country mile. I found a true love indeed. Oh, it is good to me. Said I found a true love indeed. Oh, how good it is to me. I want the whole round world to stand still, baby, and take a good look at poor me.
Hello everybody, welcome to another Tempo Sounds show with I, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Raduli. Let us know where you're listening from, we'll big up your wins, 412-499-5000. We're coming back after taking a month break. Christmas was just a good time to take some time off, to be family, friends, companions, enemies, frenemies, you name it. We managed to travel to Europe, Africa, and back to the Americas. We feel so rejuvenated. Can't wait back to get into our radio show, yeah? This artist's name is Beyond Music, featuring Spots. The song is called Njalo. Welcome.
RCT in sound from way out.
So it's been months since I did our last sort of comprehensive COVID update about where we are. And sadly, the reason I'm doing such a segment today is that many signs don't look good. And there's every indication that another spike could be coming. Now, there's still the possibility that that's not the case. And I'll talk about what that looks like in a moment. But we will get to that. There is an argument to be made that in general, cases are no longer really the best indicator of the status of the pandemic, that we should be looking at hospitalizations and deaths, et cetera. And I think that there's something to that. But still, cases are a leading indicator of hospitalization and death. The question is just to what degree. Now, none of us want another spike. But unfortunately, it does appear as though one is coming. And there is evidence from other countries suggesting this. And unfortunately, there's also evidence from the United States. And as always, I am always going to report to you the way things are, not the way I wish things would be. So first and foremost, if we look at global cases, what has been a massive decline from nearly 4 million cases a day down well under 2 million cases a day has reversed. Now, this is global. So we got down to a lower point and global cases are now starting to go up. Now, they're not going up in the United States yet, although I will argue that they actually are. And if you look at the right data, that you can see that. But where are we seeing actual recorded case numbers increase? Well, first and foremost, Germany. And they're not only going up a little bit. 2 days ago, Germany had the most new cases in a single day of the entire pandemic. It's exhausting. I know it's exhausting, but about 300,000 cases in a single day in Germany, a pandemic record. You look at Finland. Finland, since about mid-January, has individually seen some higher case days. And if you look now at the 7-day rolling average of new cases in Finland, it is at a pandemic high. If you look at the United Kingdom, massive decline. Remember, at the peak of Omicron, the UK was seeing about 200,000 known cases per day, about 210, 220. That got all the way down below 50K and now has gone back up by about double. I mean, the UK has almost now doubled daily cases from that bottoming out we saw at the beginning of March. That's really not good, because so far in the pandemic, everything that's happened in the UK has happened in the US a little bit later. And then you look at Iceland, which, I mean, the entire pandemic looks like almost nothing compared to the current 2,500 cases a day that Iceland is seeing, essentially at a pandemic high 7-day average. And lastly, if you look at, I actually forget where this is. It doesn't say. I believe that this is, where is this? This is somewhere in Asia. I was trying to give a perspective globally. I did not even include what country this is. A new high. I don't remember where that is. We'll get that information. So, okay, cases are going up elsewhere, but they're not going up in the U.S., right? Well, not exactly. In the United States, as I've told you before, wastewater COVID readings can be a leading indicator even earlier than cases about the direction that things are going. And although Dr. Vincent Racaniello, last time he was on with us, said the wastewater data is not an exact science, it is still a generally speaking leading indicator. And there's an article in Bloomberg, U.S. sewer data warns of a new bump in COVID cases after lull. Data from wastewater can spot a rise in infections before it shows up in positive tests. And unfortunately, it's not look,